Wes.
Hey, Ange.
How you doing?
Doing well.
We're together because you and I.
Back together again.
Got this world in a spin.
Why are we so happy?
Because we're together. We are in the same
space.
Closet. We're in a different closet.
Actually, but we're recording together.
In the same space.
This is like the first time we've been back together recording.
Since the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have you next to me.
So guys, I can poke her if I want. If she gives me a hard time, I could just, you know, like make her regret it. You know, all the things.
But I'm also going to say something that's really funny. We have been recording solo via Zoom for so long that we actually forgot how to set up our equipment. And it just took us about 2 hours to get everything back together again. So I guess we're not so educable, but we'll get there.
Listen, what can always be said about us is that we don't give up easily. We are intrepid and determined. And so it did take us a long time, but we love the win. We love the win. So exactly. We stay in it to get to the win. The other reason why we're excited is because it's Thanksgiving week. So when you hear this podcast, Thanksgiving would have just finished because it's probably going to post next week, but it's Thanksgiving and we have so much to be thankful for.
Yeah.
So very much. We have our lives, obviously. We have our Savior. We have our family. We have you guys now as our extended family. And we're really, really excited because in less than a month, we are over 600 downloads. And probably I'm going to put it out there because we're like at 640 now. And I'm going to put it out there that we're going to be well over 700 downloads by the time you hear this one. So it's really, really exciting. We're so grateful. And
I'd like to jump in right now because there are several things that I'm really thankful for. You mentioned some of the obvious things. We have our health, and we talked briefly about that in the car earlier today. There are people that are not as fortunate as we are. And one way to frame what I'm talking about is that we actually get to use our bodies in ways that we choose to use them. And thank God right now we don't have any limitations. We're not walking with assistive devices. We've not had major surgeries where we're impaired. And not everybody can say that. So I'm really thankful about that. One other thing I just want to mention is that I'm very thankful that my mom has had some health challenges recently, and thank God she's out of the rehab facility where she had to go for some muscle strengthening after an injury she sustained. So she's back home. She's motivated to continue to get better. So I thank God for her healing. As usual, I always want to mention that my son is continuing to improve. His health is really good. His checkups are great. Woo-hoo. And that new kidney is peeing up a storm. So they call it.
Why do you do that to my nephew?
I know.
Why?
They call it liquid gold, but it's just pee.
It's that's
but,
gold, right?
But
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's gold. All right. So let me just mention what we're sipping on, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So we're sipping on this amazing new coffee that we're trying called Black and Bold. It's a specialty coffee. And I'd heard about it on, I think it was some public radio station that I listened to. It is a Black-owned brand. And let me tell you, these two women here, we support Black-owned businesses with seriousness. And so Leslie came across this
in Target.
So y'all better go check this out. 5% of their profit goes to the youth. So let me read what it says on the package. It says, Specialty Coffee Meets Community Impact. Black and Bold was born to assist disadvantaged domestic youth with defying their odds in pursuit of living their best lives.
In turn, wow, that sounds familiar to us, right?
Yes. In turn, creating a better future for all of us. Therefore, 5% of all profits are contributed to initiatives across the U.S. that further this imperative. Listen, we are not being sponsored by them in any way. We're not being sponsored by anyone at this point.
We're just enjoying the coffee right now. We're just enjoying the coffee.
Yes.
And I'll shake a bag for us.
And it's just a beautiful bag. It's a beautiful bag.
And
bing.
And we clink our glasses.
And yeah.
So but that's another thing to be thankful for.
Exactly.
A good cup of coffee.
A good cup of coffee by a Black-owned brand, for sure.
So, okay. Anything else you got, Anne?
So what I got is some qualitative data. We talked about the numbers. The other thing that is important to us, even more important to us, are the reviews that we have been getting about our podcast. We have been blown away. It is so restorative to our tired souls when we hear from you. And we are so grateful for all of the reviews that you've been sending in.
Yeah. And it's just heartwarming that people take the time out to really push up and speak to us.
Yeah.
You know, most people that leave reviews, you often get motivated by things you don't like.
Right.
You know, we speak out about, oh, we were wronged or we didn't care for the service we paid for and all. So people are coming out with positive reviews and it is just so heartwarming and we thank you and we're loving it.
Yes, we are. So. Let's talk about some of that.
Okay. So what I'm thinking while you were speaking is how you and I first started discussing the idea of putting out a podcast many months ago, actually probably years ago, but it really got real a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it was a fun thing to do and people might be interested in what we had to say to each other. Actually, these are normal conversations that we have with each other.
They are, yeah.
But you were the first to bring up the fact that this might be helpful to people in different ways.
Yeah.
And it might be inspirational and it might actually move people to action who might have been, I think the words you may have used are stuck in certain ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, as you just said, not 1 month into our recording and the birth of this podcast, the personal, heartfelt feedback that I'm getting, that I'm seeing one online that people are taking the time to post, but also the so many people that are coming up to me personally and saying what this means to them is just like, wow, my mind is blown. So I don't want to really say that you were right. So
oh my gosh.
I'll just stop right here. In case it starts to slip out, I'll just stop right here.
You are a piece of work. I already have it written down like 10 times, you saying that I'm right. I've had it recorded, all the things. So there's no turning back. I know how you really feel.
I might have whispered it in my sleep. It might have come to you in a dream. But yeah, we're making an impact.
We are, and we will continue to do so. When you told me about and I know you're going to talk about this one, the person who came up to you who you would never think would have anything much in common with you and how he saw himself. Why don't you tell me about that?
Okay, so one early morning as I was about to go, I was at work and I was about to go see a patient, a colleague of mine who I'm friendly with, a person that I've always known to be super professional, very stoic, an excellent clinician, quiet. He stopped me in the hallway and I looked at him and just makes me a little emotional thinking about him.
Yeah, me too.
He's somebody that I respect a whole lot. But I'm getting emotional because I'm picturing the way that he looked at me. First of all, I had to teach him how to load the podcast onto his phone.
Each one teach one, Les. Each one teach one.
He just kept saying, I'm not very technical. So I showed him in three easy steps how to listen to my podcast. And then when I saw him some time later, he was teary-eyed and said that I was telling his story. Mm. When in our episode of me describing my path to medicine, what the sacrifices that I had to go through, and when I entered medical school at a later age. Mm-hmm. And he said that he emigrated from another country and actually came here in his mid to late 30s and had to go through all of the hurdles that it took, not even knowing the language when he came. Mm. It was such a touching moment to me. And unfortunately, as I said, I had to leave to go see my patient. But it's something that it cemented a bond between us for sure.
Yeah.
And I also made a mental note that I want to revisit that moment again, you know, when I see him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, well, it was like my mind was blown.
I could
he
imagine.
Said, you're telling my story.
Wow. And hopefully we will be able to show a picture of the two of you together on our website so people can really get a good sense of how surprising the fact that you and he share such a story, such similarities in your story.
And it just goes to show when you look at different people, you never know their story.
Never know.
You never That's know their so true. Paths. You never know the things that connect them,
mm-hmm.
how people's lives intersect.
Yeah.
But you don't know unless you start speaking to people and unless you share your story.
Right.
So, that was very moving for me.
Yeah, me too. I got mm-hmm. all choked up when you showed me his picture.
Yeah.
He just looked like a big teddy bear, and I could see him getting emotional with you about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you some feedback that I got, and I'll actually read you what was written to me. This is from a friend named Monica, and she wrote, "I want to hug you right now. Listening to the podcast, thank you for sharing your lifelong friendship, experiences, and spirituality in the podcast. I have to share it with the kids and my besties. Looking forward to more."
Aww.
So her two children are both in medical school. And maybe a day after I got this text, her husband called me, and he had been listening to it too. He's an engineer, you know, he'd been listening to it too. And he asked me actually if you would consider going to their schools to speak to them about mm. your journey. He was
wow.
so moved by the podcast also. So, you know, you never know. And I know that it's not always easy to share your story. To me, this is all testimony that we're sharing in the podcast, right? Like, we share so much about our journey to get to where we are right now. And I don't want to make it seem like it's easy for everybody to share, but it is so important. You may not think that your stories are that unique or special or that people may find particular value in your story.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that they will.
And this is something that you tell me all the time. To me, I don't think that things that I've done is that unique or special or, you know, even looking back, I guess so. But in the moment, you know, I do the best I can. It's just me and it's not that hard. You know,
right,
you kind of forget. how the difficulties or the hurdles that you've had to go through until you're reminded, or you look and it's way back in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, I did that, you know?
That's right. And sometimes it's just showing up, right? You know me, I feel myself going off on a tangent, but I promise I'll come back around. What I'm thinking about is when, you know, I would be getting my children ready to go to church, you know, on Sunday mornings. And, you know, sometimes they didn't want to go. And I would say to them, you know, you never know who at church is going to need to see you, right? It may be something that you say, but it just could be you showing up and they see something in you, or they recognize something about you, or you remind them that, you know, the fact that they're young, you're still coming to church. There's so much that you don't know about how God is going to use you in different circumstances. And all that he requires of us is to show up, even if you don't know how you're going to be able to bless other people. So I just kind of wanted to say that out loud, that that's what you and I decided to do here, is to show up. And we hope and pray that the podcast continues to be a blessing to more and more people and just help you along in your journey.
And sometimes get to see yourself in some of the things that we've discussed, some of the funny things or serious things or.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Okay, what else? What other feedback have you gotten? Because I know there's plenty. Did I say that we're over 600 downloads? Did I mention that already? Because guess what?
It's well over 600. And it's well over you 600. Just keep and checking. And you like tell me this twice a day.
Wait, it's like stock. It's like my stock.
It's like, yes. So you say, Les, have you seen how many downloads we have so far? And I'm like, no, well, but if there's 600 downloads, then there's really subscribers. It's subscribers. And I got to say that you and I kind of got into it last night about downloads versus subscribers. Oh, and you're like, but downloads are more important. And I'm like, well, explain to me why. Yeah, it's why.
Actually, subscribe. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
But mumbo jumbo. The point is you need to listen to me, okay? That's the point of all of this. You need to listen to me because I know what I'm talking about. Always. Okay, just that is like your default. Just
all right.
Listen
this
to what I have
your
to say.
Jam.
This is my jam. This is my jam.
I get it. Okay. So we got over 600 downloads, and
we may have closer to 700 by the time this one is posted.
So here's another incident that was really, really cool. Another colleague stopped me in the hallway, and she had just listened to, I think it was our first episode again, where I described how my son went to live with his dad for a number of years in order for me to complete medical school and all of that. And she is a nurse with a child. I think he's an adolescent or probably an older adolescent at this point, a tween maybe. But she also very seriously started telling me how the sacrifices that she made pursuing her career for her family and her child, how it may have negatively impacted him. And she feared that spending time away from him during her course of study and the sacrifices that the family had made. And she really mentioned that she had hoped that her son understands, you know, and we had a brief conversation. And I said that sometimes children, they don't understand.
Right.
But what
because
you take,
they're children.
Because they're children. Mm-hmm. And what you take solace in is that as their mom, you do what's right for your children and for your family. Mm-hmm. And then hope also that as they grow older, they get to see the sacrifice and learn the lessons and then understand what it is that you've done for them.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But again, she saw herself in my story.
In your story.
Yeah. And had the courage to tell me about it.
Right.
So validating. It's so cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
So Valerie said, you and Angela formed your sorority built on your strength of having had influential, resourceful Black women in your lives who loved you, who in a way fended for themselves by doing for their families, Angela's mother and your grandmother's sewing traditions. I just had my grandmother's treadle sewing machine restored. I watched her make quilts. I'm restoring some of her quilts. I treasure them. She showed me, yeah, that's so wonderful. She showed me unconditional love. Everybody, unfortunately, has not had experienced unconditional love. Thanks for sharing with us. Thank you for your testimony. I like that one. Another so can beautiful. She sew. She can sew.
Yeah. And let me tell you about Valerie, who is someone that I've known for more than 25 years.
Wow.
A very close friend. And she and I have formed a sisterhood that's very special. We don't see each other as often as we'd like, but when we do get together, it's just magical. She's a dancer, a real creative person. Whenever she's with me, when we're out having dinner or going to see shows together, she mentions her grandmother and her grandmother's quilts. Wow. And I've never taken the opportunity to share with her my story of my grandmother and sitting at her knee, watching her sew and learning to sew from her. Right. And it's not until Valerie listened to that episode, Can She Sew, that we realized that yet another connection that we share.
Yeah.
Man.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
It's funny that, you know, some of the experiences that we've shared so far, our families have been listening also. And some of these things are surprises to them. And I wonder, it's like, oh my gosh, should I start telling my children, like, you can't listen to episode 5. You can listen to, because they're going to get more and more. We have a lot of opinions and different points of view on all kinds of topics. And, you know, I have to say that it may seem like, let's say for me, because, you know, I'm right-brained, it may seem that this is like, it's just so easy for Angela to just go on here and talk. Maybe it is assumed that Leslie's the one that may struggle with being so open and vulnerable. But I have to say that it's not that this comes particularly easy for me. What makes me really want to open up is because I do feel like it's something that I should be doing, like I ought to be doing, like this is something that God wants me to do. And so because
that's how you've been presenting it to me. So whenever I'm resisting, you're like, but Les, we have to do this. It's like we owe
it's
them.
True.
It's our calling. It's our testimony. And
it's
I'm like,
true.
All right. I'll set up the
it's
microphone.
It's so true. It's so true. We've already gotten this level of feedback, plus tons of stuff that we're getting on social media. And, you know, it took a while for us to manifest this. And I think the timing is right. We haven't had any
45 years.
So I do think it is work that we should be doing. Wait, I almost want to ask you one of the questions that I plan to ask in another podcast. I think I'm going to ask
we'll
it.
Yes, we'll do it at another podcast.
I don't know.
Did we finish our reviews and feedback?
Let's see, because this is you trying to divert me. I understand that. And I don't know if I'm going to let it work, but I think those are the ones I gathered. Well, there's another one here that says, I'm in love with the show and the conversation between the both of you. Just wanted to tell you it's going to be a great, funny, and awesome show for you guys and whoever is listening. I'm your number one fan. I can't wait for the next episode. Yeah. Your voices are so soothing. Soothing. They must mean my voice. Is it my voice? I think it was my voice.
Do you know, I hear that more than anything else. I got to tell you, that's like
of the first things that I've heard of many people have said, your voices are so soothing. And I'm thinking like, man, are they really kidding me? You know, every time I hear my, you know, I have a hard time listening to these podcasts because I don't care for my voice particularly. I know. I'm like, why didn't I get that speech therapy when I wanted to many years ago?
You don't need no damn speech therapy. Oh, I have this other one that I scroll down. It's from Kay, and it says, OMG, flying to New York City and listening to the Faith podcast and just cracking up.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the feedback so much. Please do keep sending it our way. It is a reciprocal experience here, right? We're giving and we're also receiving. And so it does matter. It does matter to us when we hear from you, as I mentioned already, these reviews and just being reminded by you all that we are doing a really good thing, a really helpful. Thank you guys so much for listening, for your feedback. It means so very much to us. Please keep it coming. And
How many downloads do we have?
Oh, let's see. Wait, we might have gone up.
No. I'm just kidding, but thank you again for listening to Black Boomer Besties from Brooklyn.